happiness is not what we're looking for. But peace is something different. Peace for me is there is something unmovable, unshakable inside of you, regardless of the circumstances. So you found a place that you can, let's say, mentally go to, where you feel there is nothing fluctuating, regardless of what's happening out there. Because you found something about you. You found something that nothing can be added to it because it's complete already, and nothing can be taken away from it because there's nothing you can lose. What should you worry about if there is nothing to worry? It's a very deep level of feeling. You know it can't go wrong. Peace means there is something stable about you, no matter if around you things seem to fluctuate. There is still amongst the fluctuation something still there. And if you have access to that, if you can center yourself, if you can calm yourself, calm the mind, it means stop the movement, and you will enter at peace. In the moment where you start really investing your time to look inside yourself, meaning take the time and figure out, first of all, who are you really? What is it that making you, you? Not just based on a superficial level, meaning what have you studied, what is your job, what is your profession, what is your title, none of that. Meaning, what are the values that you are keeping inside of yourself? Look at yourself. Look at your own life right now. Who are you? Who are you? My values, my physical body, my state of the mind, my emotional world, my whatever it is. And so we are having these five areas already. And each of these five areas, again, my mental state. Your mental state, 24 hours. Write it down. What is it your mind is flying around? What are your topics? What are your mental topics? Why is it that from in the morning you were in that state, and what happened suddenly that in the afternoon you were suddenly in a different state? So what slowly starts to come is that you are starting to see connections. So what happens is you are starting to see your life. If from the 24 hours a day, you are like sleeping 8 hours and you still have then the rest of 16 hours to invest in something. If from these 16 hours, you are spending 10 hours sitting there thinking about how nice everything was a few days ago, well, it's just blocking you from investing these 10 hours in now starting to do something now, or planning something that you want to put into place later. This is like simple, the simple expression of that. I stopped searching for that term or the fulfillment of happiness, because it might just not be there. It might just be a word for another illusion, for another concept that we have maybe put into ourselves that needs to be achieved somehow. Let's just assume this happiness, whatever it is, would mean that there is something fluctuating, uprising, outwards, upwards, happiness, joy, like that euphoric feeling. So something, so there is movement. There is movement in whatever direction, doesn't matter. Wherever you have movement, you always have counter movement. It is that picture, if you have a lake, an ocean, and that ocean is still, or that water is standing still. If you start to tap on it, you will have up ripples and down ripples. If you don't want to have ripples, you cannot touch it. So, and very similar, it is now with that idea of, if you think happiness is something which is uprising, then it just means in the moment you feel that uprising, sooner or later you will feel its counterforce, which is the decline of something. Along the way to mastery, you walk the way alone. But self-mastery, mastering something, is always about yourself. And if you want to master yourself, well, you're gonna challenge and face yourself, and this is happening alone. If this room is completely dark, I am alone. Even if somewhere behind there, I see a spark of light, I see a spark of hope, which is behind there. Yeah, but for me experiencing here, there is still the gap of darkness in between me and the spark of hope. So around me, for me, it's dark. And I don't have anybody left and right for me. To build yourself up, to have a certain amount of, let's say, responsibility for yourself. This is why I'm emphasizing all the time in all of these years, make yourself strong. Make yourself strong. We all want peace, yes. But here, in our place, we not just want to have peace. Peaceful and strong. This combination I prefer better. In a cycle of life, where everybody, if you're just a little bit aware, you can feel something is shifting. Some people are not willing to maybe adapt to the change. Some people are not strong enough to adapt to the change. Some people don't know how to put it into practice in order to go with the change. And now comes the time, what is about you? Not about what other people expect from you. Now you have it. Now it's up to you to cultivate it. Yes? And that one gives insight, because now the mind is free to discover many, many things that go on inside of there. This principle of, you think a lot about what needs to be done, then it is being replaced and the mind is free. This now we apply to the life itself. This is the reason why waking up and thinking too much about what to do today, you don't even reach the state of being able to immerse into your daily life, because you're still in figuring out 24 hours a day what to do. You're still thinking about your life. Yeah, but thinking is something different than experiencing, than sensing, than feeling life itself. This is why all these methods, stop thinking, meditate, discipline your thoughts. Stop thinking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you can completely immerse into whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
Today's episode, as always, is powered by Huel, a quick, affordable, nutritionally complete source of food with everything that your body needs. I'm drinking Huel Black Edition, which has over 26 vitamins and minerals, 35 grams of protein, and slow-release carbs, and it keeps me powered throughout the day. If you want to find out more, head to the link down below where you can get exclusive offers with the link in the description. And also, guys, I am doing the world's heaviest marathon, and I'm going to be doing 450 miles as well with 30 kilos as I run from Scotland to England to raise money for my son's charity. I'm asking if anybody wants to support this mission to help bereaved parents and raise money for people who are also suffering from the loss of their baby. Go down below. There is a GoFundMe page where you can donate, and there is also a giveaway for a £25,000 bath in the UK, linked down below. For every £5 donation gets you an entry into the draw. And also, my friend Chad Robichaud has given us and Vortex Optics a Razer HD Gen 3 and an Impact 4000 ballistic rail-mounted laser rangefinder worth around $9,000. Vortex and Chad are giving this away as well for the charity. So there is a link down below for that giveaway too. Every $5 donation, I believe, will get you an entry into that. And all the money goes to the charity, every single penny. So thank you to Vortex. Thank you to Brass Monkey for the ice bath. And thank you to Chad for doing this.